AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Cuba says it's communicating with the U.S. after the fatal shooting of a boat in Cuban waters. The country says Cubans from the U.S. were on board and fired at troops who shot back, killing four people and wounding six. The U.S. says at least one American citizen was killed. Pakistan's defense minister says his country is considering itself to be in an open war with Afghanistan. Both sides launched strikes after what Pakistan called an Afghan cross-border attack.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told members of Congress yesterday she did not know about Jeffrey Epstein's crimes or recall meeting him. After testifying, she told reporters in Chappaqua, New York, that she answered the same questions over and over. Former President Bill Clinton is expected to testify today before the House committee investigating Epstein. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the latest Trump administration action involving Minnesota.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz unveiled an anti-fraud package after the Trump administration threatened to halt Medicaid funds. Vice President J.D. Vance says there will be a temporary halt to some Medicaid funding in Minnesota because of fraud.
You had Somali fraudsters who were saying that their kids were autistic even though they weren't. They were collecting a fat check from all of you, and they were getting rich from it.
The governor's response?
This is a targeted retribution against a state that the president doesn't like.
Tim Walz says the government is using false information as a pretext.
CMS's own numbers say Medicaid error rates in Minnesota are 2.1%. National average is 6.4%. Why are you coming to a state with the lowest in this?
Walz unveiled a package of legislation intended to fight fraud in public programs in Minnesota. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Shares in the financial technology company Block soared more than 20% in pre-market trading after its CEO announced it was laying off more than 4,000 of its 10,000-plus employees, citing gains from artificial intelligence. An Olympic gold medal-winning NHL star claims the White House doctored a video to show him insulting Canadians.
U.S. hockey player Brady Tkachuk says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. Tkachuk calls the clip clearly fake. He says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio that includes a bleep slur about Canadians. Tkachuk says he would never use that language. He also denies shouting, quote, close the northern border, end quote, during Team USA's phone call with President Donald Trump after Sunday's Olympic gold medal win over Canada. The team has returned from Italy and NHL play has resumed. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.